tribal, state, and private sector leaders kicked off construction of housing at the Alaska Native Medical Center last week. They say it will improve services for Alaska Native and American Indian people who travel to Anchorage from across the state for health care. A state senator who helped get the project financed says it will also save the state millions of dollars a year for decades to come. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The new six-story patient housing facility with 202 private rooms will be located behind and linked by Skybridge to the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage, which serves some 150,000 patients a year. More than half of those patients travel to Anchorage for health services, but many can be served as outpatients. They may need to be monitored or receive care for high-risk pregnancies, for instance, or for chemotherapy or post-surgical follow-up. Andy Tuber is board chair and president of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. He says the new facility will cut down on the cost of putting up patients in hotels and make it easier for patients to receive services.
This is one of many barriers that we look forward to breaking down and improving access for our patients across the state to health care here at the ANMC.
Tuber says Congress approved a land transfer from the Indian Health Service, and the consortium worked with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services and with legislators on financing.
At a number of occasions, we found that the enthusiasm around the project was sufficient to carry it through.
That enthusiasm is due in part to the fact the state of Alaska will see an estimated jump of almost $9 million in Medicaid reimbursements annually. Medicaid patients who stay at a tribal facility allow the state to receive 100% of the federal match. If those patients are being seen at a non-tribal facility, the state receives only half the federal match. That's one reason Anchorage Republican and Senate President Kevin Meyer co-sponsored a bill in 2013 that authorized the state to issue bonds to loan ANTHC $35 million, a big chunk of the $41 million price tag for the housing facility.
It was kind of a unique concept, and at first we had some hesitation as to how it would work and what it would truly cost, but it's going to pay itself back in a short period of time, and it was really a good deal for the state financially and certainly a good deal for all the citizens of Alaska. So it's truly a win-win, and happy to be part of it.
Meyer says knowing the Indian Health Service is a major source of funding for the consortium reassured legislators, who he says gave a close look at the level of risk the state was taking on in funding the project.
We did, because ultimately, if the funding source doesn't come through, then it falls back on the state. But, the federal government, for the most part, is pretty trustworthy.
The new housing facility is expected to be completed in the fall of 2016. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.